Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry. It's been a while since I've been on the Blog Talk and presented a program for each and every one of you. I want to do a Blog Talk. It may be a little bit controversial. I just want to address some things, and I'm entitling this program tonight. Today, I just said the word today because I'm not sure what time any of you will be listening to this particular program, but I want to title this program, Don't Cheapen the Bishopric. Don't cheapen the bishopric. I think it is a program that's probably long overdue. As you know, I've taken the time to address the bishopric in all of our sessions that we had on here from various aspects and from various angles. This is a subject that I've studied, a subject that I have researched, a subject that I am proficient in. And I just want to talk about that today because for the past few days, there's been a lot of things in the air. A lot of things have been discussed because of several things that have been placed out there. And I want to talk for a few moments from that subject. Generally, don't cheapen the bishopric. And we have that tendency as people to cheapen ministry, to make ministry less than really what it is. We take the mystery out of things. Paul used that word, mysterion, a lot in the New Testament. We take the mystery out of things, and we take the power out of things because of how we cheapen it and how we use it. And so there's some things I want to hit whatever time you listen, this morning or night. I want to take some things and address them for the next few moments because I believe we have cheapened the bishopric. We have cheapened the office, and we have not allowed this office to be what it should be in the body of Christ. With that being said, let's talk for a few moments here. Why should we make people bishops? We should make people bishops because there's a need. We should make people bishops because there is a need. Do you hear me? We do it because there is a need. And sometimes we mess up and we have cheapened ministry because we have made people bishops when there was not a need. We should make people bishops when there is a work for them to do, because the principle is that the bishops cannot be bishops without a church. And the church in this sense is always a diocese, because historically speaking, the church is not the church on the corner. Historically speaking, the church is one church made up of multiple congregations led by its bishop. For, as Ignatius would say, where the bishop is, there let the people be gathered. For where Christ is, there is where the local church is. That's where the Eucharist is celebrated. We have cheapened the bishop and taken the bishop to be something that the Bible never made the bishop to be. And we are making bishops like we're printing money. We're making bishops and like we ain't got no sense. We are making bishops of everything. Bishop of the water. Bishop of the soap. Bishop, I'm just being a little sarcastic, using a little sarcasm here. You make bishops of the road. But what about bishop of the church in this city? Bishop of the church in that city? Or bishop of the church in this city? Or bishop of the church in that city? We don't do that no more. We don't do that anymore. We have cheapened the bishopric. We have cheapened what the bishopric is supposed to be. We have cheapened it. We have made the bishopric to be something that is not supposed to be. We have made the bishopric something where we give to people as a reward, like the bishopric is a trophy. The bishop is not a trophy. The office of bishop is not a trophy. The office of bishop is, can I say, it's not a trophy. It's not a reward that you give somebody for faithful service. The office of bishop is a calling. It is a vocation, a calling. A calling, as Old Baptist hymn said, to serve the present age. My calling to fulfill. We're not supposed to be making bishops so we can grow our fellowships. So you know, instead of saying, because some of us, that what we do, we make bishops that add more people to our fellowship. Give them a title, make them a bishop, it grows our fellowship. Instead of making people bishops so they can build up churches, so they can raise up elders and raise up deacons in the church. But what happened is, these little fellowships, most of them operate as though they're a diocese anyway. They operate like they're a mega diocese with a bunch of bishops and a very few pastors, very few deacons, and very few elders in them. We've got a whole slew of bishops. What good is having 20 bishops in your fellowship and you don't have at least 20 churches, 20 churches outside of the churches that those bishops pastor? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That says something, that we have the process backwards. We have made a mockery of the things of God. We have made a mockery. Because if I say I'm a bishop, James says, if you say you got faith, show me your works. He said, I prove to you I got faith by demonstrating my works. My works prove I got faith. If you claim you're a bishop, Paul said to the church of Corinth, he said, you are the proof of my ministry. He tells the Corinthian church, the one that doubted who he was, doubted his calling as an apostleship. He said, you are the proof of my apostleship. You are. So you tell me, what do bishops do? Bishops are supposed to be planted into an area that they can raise up the church, the local expression of the body of Christ. What apostles do to the general church, the bishops do for the local church. Good God from Zion. And so bishops are called to raise up churches, build churches, raise up people. But it has to be, something's wrong, because what happened is we have made the bishopric into something that is not. We, like I was talking with somebody earlier on this past weekend, there has to be more to the bishopric than us dressing up and wearing vestments. There has to be more to the bishopric than us using rituals every now and then. There has to be more to the bishopric than us having convocation where we march in with our gaudy attire on, where we have our bells and our smells and our chains and our rings. Has to be something more to this thing than that. It has to be more to it. We have our convocation. We have our protocol. But we don't have doctrines. We don't have dogmas. We do not believe. We got 50 folks in one fellowship that claim to be bishops, and none of them believe the same thing. Yet Paul tells us to believe the same thing, to mind the same thing. Then we have folks who call themselves primates of fellowship, and the fellowships are just a bunch of presiding bishops who are under this person just to give him the right to be bishop. Something is wrong in the body of Christ when we have put positions above ministry. Something is wrong in the body of Christ when we have set ourselves up in God's house like we are the kings of kings and we are the lords of lords. Something is wrong when we won't get in the trenches anymore and build church. We build these little fiefdoms to ourselves. We build these little kingdoms to ourselves, but we're not building the body of Christ. Something is wrong, brothers and sisters. I kid you not, something is wrong. Something is wrong when we are not building up the kingdom anymore. Not the kingdom of God, but we're building up our own kings. We're setting ourselves up as our own lords. We're setting ourselves up as though we are gods. You don't have to like what I say, but I'm going to tell you the truth no matter what. Because one thing I know, God is not going to have the blood driven from my hands because I did not tell the truth. Others may not want to because it'll affect their pockets. But I'm not making any money off y'all anyway, so it don't matter to me. Because what matters to me is preaching the gospel. The gospel, which is the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to stop making bishops just because they have celebrity status. We need to stop making bishops because we are trying to reward them for service. We need to stop making bishops just because we're trying to hold people in our fellowships, in our communions, and in our churches. We need to stop making bishops just for that reason and start making people bishops who can do the work. See, what happened is, this is what messed us up. What messed us up, we start proliferating bishops by saying, you produce a work and I'll make you a bishop. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible didn't say produce a work and I'll make you a bishop. The Bible says we make you a bishop and you prove that you're a bishop by producing the work. If you didn't produce the work, then we cut you off. That's what John chapter 15 says. If you don't bring forth fruit, you get cut off, and we raise up another person in your place who can produce the fruit. And then when folks look at you, they got a right to say, you ain't no bishop. You couldn't produce fruit. What good is the apple seed if you plant it in the ground and it never comes up? But we got people who we make bishops, who we're calling bishops, who we're calling apostles, and you plant them in an area, and they never do anything. They have more rhetoric than results. Fluff instead of power. Early this year, I asked, and I told the Apostolic Communion of Churches, I want you bishops to raise up churches. I want you to do two things, one or two things. Either raise up a new work, a new congregation, three new congregations, or either go out there and find three pastors that you can bring under contract in the ACC and bring into membership into the ACC where you help them grow that church, develop that church, and they become a part of your diocese. We are about building the body of Christ. And if you claim to be a bishop, tell me what your assignment is. If you claim to be a bishop, show me your church that you're raising up. I don't want to see a fellowship that got a bunch of presiders in it because that's a mess. That's what you call a vigente bishop. Because what you're bishoping over? What you're pastoring? Are you really their pastor? Because if you're really a bishop of all the presiding bishops, you should be operating as a metropolitan archbishop. But since you're not operating, let's sit down somewhere. Let them folks go and really build a church. We have done so much junk and called it anointing. We'll call it a word from God. James says, if you got faith, show me your works. He said, my works will prove that I got faith. My works will prove. Produce the proof. Show me the proof. I don't want to see your lines of succession, but show me the proof. I don't want to see how good you can preach, how hermeneutically and homiletically correct you can be. Show me some fruit, because every apple has at least 10 seeds. Those 10 seeds tells me that each apple has the capability of producing at least 10 trees. Each of those 10 trees can at least produce a minimum of 100 apples. So that tells me that 10 seeds should at least produce 10 trees that should produce at least 1,000 apples. But if you ain't producing something, something is wrong. If you haven't planted, one thing I like about Bishop C.H. Mason, Bishop Mason knew and understood this principle. He sent men and their wives out into those states where there was no churches at, made them oversee over state, and told them to raise up a church. They went to Michigan, where there was no Kojic church at, and they raised up churches. They went to Washington, where there was no Kojic churches, the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, the state of Wyoming, the state of Montana. They went to Wyoming, Idaho. They went to California, New Mexico. They went to Texas and Mississippi and Tennessee and Georgia and Florida and Alabama, Louisiana. They went to North and South Carolina. They went to Virginia. They went to various states, and he told them to raise up churches. And they raised up churches to make full proof of their ministry that they were sent out to do. Sent the man out as at that time they called the bishops overseers. Sent his wife out as supervisor, which is a female version of overseer. Episcopa is the Greek word there, and usually in the Greek churches, the wife of a bishop will be called episcopa, just like the wife of a presbyter, elder, or priest would be called presbytera, or we would say eldress in our language today. Sometimes we don't say it today. Usually we say first lady today. And some of y'all who resist first lady, not realizing that because you are the first family of the church, that's why your wife is called first lady. The elect lady is the church, not your wife. Do you understand me today? Do you understand me? The bishopric is not your fraternity. The bishopric is not your lodge. The bishopric is not your group of masons. The bishopric is a vocation that you have been called to. Called to serve the present age, a calling to fulfill. What we have produced today, we have produced a proliferation of bishops. Bishops who are titular, bishops who have no authority, bishops who are not even bishops of churches, bishops of departments, bishop of certain area of praise and worship. What are we doing? We are cheapening the office of the bishop. That's why we need organizations like the Congress of Apostles and Bishops, because we need people who have the gumption and the audacity to stand up in the midst of all of this mess and say there is still a way that is right according to the Word of God, and we will walk therein. We are making a bunch of vigente bishops, wandering bishops. Bishops, we are making bishops just for the sake of them. We're not making bishops who have work, who are supposed to produce work. We don't even give them a chance to produce work. We're just making bishops. You're a bishop. We're a bishop. We're all bishops. We're not making bishops like the Bible. The reason why this is happening, because we have perverted our understanding of what the bishopric is. The bishopric is not your Sunday club. It's not your Friday night social. The bishopric is not your Elks Lodge or your Masonic Lodge. The bishopric is a calling, a vocation. You are called by the Holy Spirit to be a bishop. The church is supposed to discern that calling on your life and recognize that God is calling you to the office of bishop and raise you up not as a reward. Because listen here, if God is raising somebody up as a reward to be a bishop, then Jesus has violated his own principle that he told them two boys in the gospel, I ain't putting one of you on my left side and one of you on my right side. Because if you want to be great in the kingdom, you got to serve. We have made ministry to be something that the Bible never made it. And we wonder why we got these little feeble fellowships out there. We wonder why we got people that are struggling. And we got people who are profiting off of people instead of being a blessing to them. Nothing wrong with blessing your men and women of God, but there are some people that are raping and pillaging the people of God. They have kept these people in bondage. Somebody ought to say that's been far too long. Far too long the people have been in bondage. Far too long we have allowed people to put their stronghold on the body of Christ. For too long we have allowed all of this to take place for too long. It's time, brothers and sisters, it's time that we get better than that. It's time that we do better than that. You hear what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? Time that we do better than that. It's time. It is time that we do better than that. We, brothers and sisters, have really made a mess of the body of Christ. We have made a mess. We have made a mess. We have made a mess of everything. We have really made a mess and have cheapened the body of Christ, cheapened the bishop. And we wonder why folks look at us like we're crazy. We wonder why folks look at us with disdain, because we sit here and we play dress up in the church. We sit here and we march down the aisle in our churches. We sit here, we look like princes in God's church when God said that we are a nation of kings and priests. We are people who really do not know the history of the bishopric talking about it. We got people who don't even know anything about holy orders. The reason why it's called holy orders, because of the Greek word ordo, which means rank, going through the rank. But ministry was not about going through the ranks at first. Ministry was not about that. No, brothers and sisters. Ministry in the body of Christ. And see, this shows you how much people know about history. And it, because there are two types of ordinations. You got prosultum and you got sequential. The church did not start off with sequential, which is going through the rank, being a deacon first and going to an elder, then going to a bishop, then going to a primate. That's not what the Bible says. In the Bible, ministry is unilateral. It's everything on the same plane. You have what we call prosultum ordination. Prosultum simply means hopping. Hopping from one ministry to another. And literally, in the Bible, you don't see the apostles being elders first. You see them being made apostles. Why? Because their eldership is inherent in their office. You don't see a man in the Bible being made a bishop, elder first before he made bishop, because his eldership is inherent in his office. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's called prosultum. Look it up. There is much record out there. Eusebius, Josephus, they wrote on this. The bishopric in Rome has several bishops in the first 9 centuries of the church where they were not elders, what we call priests. Priests are elders first. They were deacons, and they got promoted, if you will, if you want to use that term, ordained as bishops. Directly from the diaconate, without ever serving as a pastor first, an elder first. Are you hearing me? You got bishops of Constantinople who got promoted to the office without ever being, good God from Zion, without ever being elder first, priest, or whatever you want to call pastor first. You got people that are talking, they're arguing about people not going through the protocol. You don't know the protocol. Some of your people don't know the protocol. That's why they haven't taught you this. Because you have sequential, which is what we do now. In the early church, they had prosultum. P-E-R, one word, saltum, like salt, with U-M on the end. Two words, prosultum. It literally means hopping. You hop from one position to another. And you're not hopping like getting it, going from one position to a higher position. You're hopping from one position that's on the same plane with other. That's why in the ancient church, even though it may not look like it in practice, but in principle, all bishops are equal. That's why in the Anglican church, the Archbishop of Canterbury does not wear a different color cassock than his brother bishops. That's why in the Church of England, in the Anglican Communion, all bishops, whether they have jurisdiction or not, whether they are what we call diocesan or jurisdictional bishops, or whether they are auxiliary or suffragan bishops, all of them wear the same color cassocks. Why? Because there's a principle. The principle is, that all bishops are sacramentally equal. Sacramentally equal. You follow me? All bishops are sacramentally equal. But we have this proliferation today because we got all these people trying to reward people for, or if I bring you in, you're bringing more money. If I bring you in, you bring clout. If I bring you in, not only do I keep you, but I keep the people that's following you. Then when I have my convocation has a lot of people, and I can prove to everybody else this, and I can prove to you that, I can prove to you this, I can prove to you that. When are we going to get back to doing the work of the kingdom? The work of the kingdom is this. If I make you a bishop, then you go and produce a work. Go and, I'm not making you a bishop to reward you for work, but I'm making you a bishop so that you can produce a work. And if you don't produce a work, Jesus said in John 15, when the tree don't, the branch don't bring forth fruit, we purge it so it can bring forth fruit. If it don't, we cut it off. There are some bishops today that need to literally be cut off from the bishopric because they're not producing work, because they were never called by God to the office to begin with. Man has promoted them, but God did not. Oh, bless his name. I felt some Cheerios right then. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanks be to God. Glory to his name. We have people who have made themselves bishops, other people who have made other people bishops, and they have never been called bishops to begin with. One day we're going to have to talk again about the theological aspect of the office of bishop. Because the word bishop, the bishop in the Bible, is simply the pastor. That's why I keep telling you, if a bishop cannot produce a church, he's not a bishop. If a bishop cannot raise up a church, he's not a bishop. St. Clement in the 80s or the 90s A.D., said that when the apostles established a work, they set bishops over those churches to pastor and shepherd and raise up those churches. So that tells me that if a bishop is a bishop, he need to be pastoring a group of churches, a group of congregations. I don't talk a whole lot. I don't say it a whole lot. We need to stop making Virginia bishops. We need to stop making bishops for the heck of it. We need to make bishops because we're establishing a work. I am growing the Apostolic Communion of Churches with the help of all of these men, brothers, and sisters that are part of the Apostolic Communion of Churches. But we're not growing it because by making everybody a bishop. Because my principle is one bishop to a state, and that every state has a bishop. And every bishop is charged with raising up the church in that area. Every bishop, whether they're going to approach churches already established to bring them in, or they're going to raise up a work in that area. The Lord said something, and we're going to, for the benefit of that, whether God said it to St. Francis or not, we don't know, but I'm going to, for the benefit of that, give him the benefit of the doubt and say, the Lord said. Francis said these words. Francis was going by this rundown church at San Damiano, and he heard the voice of the Lord. He said, say, Francis, rebuild my church. He thought he meant that little parish mission, so he rebuilt that little rundown church, and he still didn't feel complete. And he, him and his little band of men began to go out throughout the countryside rebuilding the church. But then Francis realized it wasn't the building that God said we built. It was the people who made up the church, because the people who made up the church's lives was run down. They was doing whatever they wanted to do, and they were doing what was right in their own eyes instead of what was right in the eyes of God. And today, men and women of God, like Francis, I speak to the spirit of these bishops and apostles, and I say, like Francis, rebuild God's church. Stop building your church and start building his church. My name is Bishop Thomas Frank Henry Jr., and you have been listening to The Apostolic Voice. God bless you. You have a great day.